Do you have any Francis's over there back up?
Yes.
Crash it up. Because here, there is one word that later in book two, Rumi will talk about it and make something clear for you. And later we'll talk about it a lot. There is a story in book two, at the beginning of book two, and he will say, don't go to the village, because village is being stupid. Going to village will make you stupid. There is a difference between a village and a city. What is the difference? Civilization comes from the city. And Rumi will explain it later. There is a city, there is a village. Village is the small one. City is the big one. And that bigness will bring something. Something is in the city that is not in the village. Do you know what it is? When cities started to be, something happened that it was not there before.
Specialization.
Pardon me?
Specialization.
More than that.
And develop art and culture.
Passing people passing.
Literally something happened in the city.
People coming from all over.
So what? Okay, a big village could do that. No. Speciality. You see, before the civilization, in the village, who is the teacher? Parents. Because everybody should do everything. When the city falls, speciality is there. So somebody is doing just the sewing. Somebody is cooking the bread. Somebody is doing this, somebody is doing that, and somebody is teacher. His job is teaching. So he will put all his effort in teaching. Teaching system belongs to city. That's something we'll discuss later. Therefore, here Rumi is talking about Biyaban, not the village now. It says the desert and the city. Wilderness and city. He will bring it to the city. Yes, the city is Baghdad, later we'll hear that. But Rumi doesn't mean it. Yes?
His wife unrolled the prayer rug in supplication. She made Rabbi Salim her litany in prayer.
Rabba Salim. Salim means make me Salim or Taslim or Muslim, remember? She's praying to become that Salam, that Salim. Rabba Salim. Now is the irony. Look at it carefully. Now the role of these two will change. In a way, the man is doing what the woman was doing, and the woman is doing what man was doing. And this, they walk in each other's shoe, in a way. That's the experience. Your spirit should go for intelligence, and your intelligence should go for the goal of your spirit, which is praying and looking beyond the logic. That's how it works. Yes?
Crying, keep our water safe from scoundrels, O Lord. Let that pearl arrive at that sea. Although my husband is shrewd and artful, yet the pearl has thousands of enemies.
Why the pearl? This is one of the things that you will find repeatedly as a... To me, it's a mistake. Nicholson is influenced by some of these peers around him, and he will go sometimes literally. There is no pearl over there. The word is gohar. Gohar is a Persian word for johar. And johar means essence. Later you will see it's more than that, it will be repeatedly that mistake. Now the woman understands that the essence should be taken care of, not the form, because intelligence is working with the form, right? Now here he doesn't depend on the husband, he depends on God. This is what intelligence normally doesn't do, because she is a realist, right? As a realist, she should count on the husband. Here we say, oh no, my husband is good, I'm not putting him down, but oh my dear God, please save this, because I know the essence is so tender that it could be bothered and it could be ruined very easily. That's the essence of the prayer. Yes? What is the essence?
A pearl indeed. 'Tis the water of Kathar. 'Tis a drop of this that is the origin of the pearl.
The meaning? Does it make sense to you? What's the meaning of this pearl indeed? It's the water of Kathar. It's a drop of this that is the origin of the pearl. Well,
fresh water?
First of all, that droplet of water is not the origin of the pearl. The origin of the pearl is a piece of impurity. Yeah. Impurity should be in the shell, therefore the animal will give its own juice, actually, to cover up that impurity to make it pure. And the word is not pure here. Its essence is Gohar. The essence of Gohar, what is the essence of Gohar? First of all, Abi Kosar, what it means? Do you know? Anyone?
Abi
Kosar.
The water of something.
What is that? There is a story that in the heaven there is a fountain, and that fountain is like fountain of life. One drink of that water will satisfy your eternal thirst. That's in the paradise, right? In the story. Here we say, this is not the essence, this is that water of the heaven, means heavenly water. And heavenly water is the essence of the essence, because we believe that the essence, the form, forms here, but the essence comes from above. This is, yes, from above, from the heaven fountain will come this kind of water, which a droplet of it is the foundation of the essence. That water, you remember, he's talking about the water. The droplets of rain gathered in this jar, right? Then he said, you don't understand what the ocean is, what the river is, what the Furat and Dejla are, those big rivers. And this essence we have, the essence of the essence is the droplet of that heavenly water, which is heavenly knowledge. There is a knowledge which is coming from above, which is the essence of the essence.
I see, referring back also to his opening line, even before the poem, where he says, this is the root of the way.
Yes.
Same
here. This is the root of all the essences. Yes.
Through the prayers and lamentation of the wife, and through the husband's anxiety and his patience under the heavy burden,
means the thing that it was not here. You see, the woman didn't have any tears and didn't believe in praying and being like that, was a realist, right? And the man was thinking about elusive ideas and he was not realist. Now, because of these two things that is happening, which is different from the normal situation. Now, the man is trying and the woman is praying. That's the key. Because of that, everything, the good thing will happen.